Hi everyone and welcome to the latest episode of the Product Marketing Insider podcast. My name is Lawrence Chapman and I'm a Senior Copywriter here at the Product Marketing Alliance. Are you wondering how to align the product marketing function at your organisation? Do your internal teams have little or no understanding of what product marketing is and the benefits you bring to the fore? Are you sick of being misunderstood? Product Marketing Alliance's brand new book, Misunderstood, features first-hand knowledge, techniques and case studies to help you demystify product marketing, elevate the function, and gain the recognition you and your fellow PMMs deserve. Learn how to effectively communicate the value you bring to key processes such as positioning, personas, segmentation, and OKRs, and gain supplementary intel from the likes of G2, Intercom, and Adobe. Misunderstood's packed with key takeaways that will propel the value of your role and the overall importance of the PMM function, and it isn't to be missed. Get your copy at pmmalliance.co/misunderstood. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Ashley Wood, Head of Product Marketing at Lander Audio Incorporated. Ashley is a product marketer with a demonstrated history of working in the tech industry and is skilled in a variety of areas, including product positioning, enablement, and product messaging. In this episode, we'll be focusing specifically on product messaging. Thanks so much for joining me, Ashley.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And so just to start, please, can you explain your current role at Lander Audio for the listener, please?
Yeah, so I lead the product marketing team at Lander. I was brought in about 8 months ago, I think at this point, to really build up the team and the discipline at Lander and have it be a part of how we go to market with all our products. Lander is interesting because we're really well known for our AI mastering and we're really like pioneers and innovators in that space. But in the last 2 years, we've developed, I think we're up to 7 products now. So marketing just really needed to catch up to development. So we've really treated every product as if they're about to go to market. So I work on positioning, I work on user interviews. We look at our customer base to define our user segments, the competitive landscape. I lead a team right now of 3 product marketers. So my goal with them is really just to set them up with the frameworks that they need to be able to deliver on the positioning, the messaging, and the user insights, and then stay out of their way while they do their thing.
Okay, that sounds great. And what is it that made you want to be a product marketer in the first place?
I started my career in a small startup, so my role wasn't super defined. I was in content marketing, but I worked in support. I helped manage some customer accounts. I was in B2B before, so I sold some customer accounts. And as I moved through my career over there, I was really on the demand gen side, but kept finding myself getting drawn back into the customer team, having lots of thoughts and opinions on our product strategy and our roadmap. And then when product marketing became something that the organization was looking for and I started reading about it, I was like, oh, this is just exactly what I want to be doing. Because it included all the things that weren't in my job description at that point. We had a really great PMM hired, who's a friend of mine still, that kind of did a lot of the groundwork and had been aligned to what I wanted to do in product marketing. So it just felt like a really natural switch.
It's kind of synonymous with what a lot of people have said, that it kind of just transitioned into it almost accidentally, just kind of seeing the zone, like they were doing a lot of the roles and responsibilities already. So it's quite interesting that that's something that transcends into your story as well. So can you tell us a little bit more about your direct team at Lander in terms of numbers and roles?
Yes. Yeah, so currently I have 3 PMMs on the team and a customer insights manager. And then we've got an open role for another PMM and a project manager. Lander operates with a squad function. So every squad has 1 to 2 products and we have a product marketer assigned to each squad. They're responsible for the full cycle. So all the research, providing all the insights, and then through to go to market and launch. And what this like really allows them to do is become experts in that product and the market that it's competing in. So for a single product, the PMM is an expert on all the competitors, what they're up to. They know exactly who the users are and what segments were fit for, which allows them to create better positioning and in turn messaging. They understand the whole customer journey so they can feed better insights to our customer success team, our product managers. It really allows them also to build really strong relationships with the product managers because typically those roles can overlap in some areas. And what we've found is like by having a one-to-one with the product manager and PMM, it allows them to really be aligned and look at different problems with different lenses. So it's created a really good dynamic between product and marketing specifically. And then, yeah, we had the product manager. Our consumer insights manager kind of fuels the team with the insights that they need. So it adds a layer, usually a quantitative layer to the research that they're doing. And then because we're launching so many products and have so many updates, we're constantly going to market. So we'll have a project manager that can just make sure all of the moving pieces of going to market are working together.
That sounds awesome. And obviously, you know, you're a really like well-rounded product marketer and experienced in what you do. But in this discussion specifically, I'd like to focus specifically on on your experience working with product messaging. So in your opinion, what does powerful messaging look like?
I think it's clear above all else. We have a tendency, especially if we're working in a product and just internally in general, to assume that people know more than they do, that they've heard about this function or this feature, that they understand the brand as a whole. And that's why empathy, I think, is such an important quality to have in a product marketer. So I think powerful messaging addresses the who, the why, the what, and the how. The why really being about helping them solve a problem, the what being what your differentiators are, and the how being your features and functionalities. I play this really annoying game with my PMMs where I'll just ask, so what, until we've really gotten to the core of the problem that we're solving. So they'll give a positioning statement or their primary messaging, and I'll just ask, so what? And they'll give me an answer and I'll ask, so what? And we really end up somewhere where we've got like the meat of the problem and the meat of the solution, which makes the messaging a lot easier. And then I think lastly, making sure that you understand that powerful messaging doesn't stay powerful forever. Your product's evolving, your competitors are evolving, and more importantly, your users are evolving. So it's very possible that you outgrow your messaging. So I think it's really important that you're always checking that it's still resonating with your audience, whether that's through A/B tests, user interviews, and performance metrics.
I 100% guarantee now that if Rich, our CEO, is listening to this episode, he's going to just be asking me, so what, so what, so what, over and over and over again. So thanks so much for that, Ashley.
It's annoying, but it works.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it's, you know, if you can't justify what you're doing, then what's the point in doing it? So, no, it's 100%, you know, rational. And how can product marketers elevate their brand messaging to target C-suiters?
I think C-suiters are like any other persona or user segment. They have their own set of measures, like measures of success and jobs to be done. So understanding what those are and how they like to be communicated to will guide your messaging. Typically, C-suite are looking at things more high level, so you don't want to be creating messaging that's super granular. Some good stalking is always helpful. So looking at any profiles or bios, job postings are a really great resource for jobs to be done. So when you can come across a job posting for a C-suite role, Those are usually really helpful. Yeah, like any other persona, understanding what their problems they're trying to solve and understand how they need to be communicated with and where to communicate with them, I think kind of guides your messaging.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I was doing some work on competitive intelligence a few months ago, and straight away I was like, oh, well, why would you not just look at a job listing? Because all the information that you need, it's right there. So, you're 100% right. You know, that can be certainly applied to C-suites as well. You know, it certainly makes sense. So what advice would you give product marketers to help them develop and evaluate almost like messaging that's already in place?
Yeah, I think the more time you spend with users understanding their goals, their jobs to be done, the easier it is to build the messaging that resonates. When it comes to evaluating it, making sure that you're always combining the quantitative and the qualitative. Typically, the quantitative will signal that there's an issue, and then you can dig in a bit further with the qualitative, mostly through user interviews and focus groups. Doing one without the other, I think, leaves too much room for blind spots. Landing page performance is a really good one. Ads, paid ads are just a really easy, quick way to validate if your messaging is working. I'd say looking at performance for your quantitative and then user interviews for your qualitative will usually give you a pretty well-rounded, comprehensive view of if your messaging is resonating.
And that kind of lends itself quite nicely to my next question, really. So which methods do you personally use or have you used previously to ensure that your product messaging is almost like focusing on all of the right things, ticking the right boxes, and almost like most importantly, like highlighting your product's USPs?
Yeah, well, I think working on messaging without being crystal clear on positioning is a mistake. So I really like, I don't know if you know April Dunford's framework for positioning, but we'll really use that document as a home base. So we have a lot of clarity on kind of who our competitors are in each space, how we're unique for each of them, who cares the most about the value that those unique attributes bring. So that has really been helpful. Once that's kind of set in stone for like the moment, we use it to like always come back to. So when we create messaging, we'll go, okay, does this line up with our positioning document? Yes, no. Does this line up with our user personas and our segments? Yes, no. And like I mentioned before, there's always the quantitative. So performance metrics, email, click-through rates are all really great signals on if you're hitting the mark or not. So when you're not, then you can go back and kind of dig through step-by-step where you went wrong.
Yeah, sure. And obviously, as is the case with any area of product marketing, there's always going to be, challenges that, rear their head along the way some way. You know, it's not always plain sailing. So what challenges have you previously faced when creating messaging for a product? And how did you overcome these obstacles to achieve your goals?
Yeah, the biggest challenge probably comes to narrowing down exactly who cares the most about the value you're providing. We have a tendency to want to communicate with as large an audience as possible. But I think what usually ends up happening there is that your messaging talks to everyone without actually talking to anyone, because you've watered it down so much that it's generic, so it's not resonating with anyone. So again, that strong positioning that everyone internally is aligned on is the key to crafting successful messaging, in my opinion. When you know exactly who your product is serving, why it's the best position to solve that problem, messaging becomes a lot more instinctual.
Yeah, sure. You can almost try and hit too many people at once, can't you? And then it almost loses all impact. And I've certainly spoke to all the people on the podcast who said the exact same thing. It's almost more beneficial to focus on a smaller pool rather than casting your net and trying to hit as many people as possible, because as you say, that's when it loses all impact. Exactly. And again, you know, this kind of ties into my next question. That aside, what are some of the most common mistakes that you've seen companies and product marketers make when trying to put together messaging for a product?
Yeah, I see it again, just trying to, when their messages are so vague that you don't really understand what they do and who they're for, there's never going to be, or I don't think, even especially at Lander, there's no shortage for how many people could benefit from our products. But having to take a step back and communicate that to a product manager that's spending all their time trying to make this the most usable product for as many people, letting them know like, hey, I know all of these people could care about it or should care about it, but this is the group of people that will care about it the most, that we have the best shot of converting. So I think, yeah, the same as I mentioned before, the like vagueness of the message, but I think a mistake is probably internally not communicating your audience segment and why you're choosing it to internal stakeholders.
Yeah, sure. And as far as like brand identity as well is concerned, you know, it's so important. So, you know, the more identifiable your brand is, the more likely your customers are to, you know, remember your business. It's going to only, you know, improve your customer retention, reduce your churn, and, you know, you'll increase your customer advocacy, et cetera, et cetera. But how can product marketers create messaging that's consistent with their brand identity?
Yeah, so to me, messaging is really the outcome of positioning plus branding. So making sure that our PMM team and our brand team are aligned when it comes to who the audience is for each product and what we're solving for them is really essential. At Lander, we're lucky enough to have great copywriters on our brand team that take the insights and the USPs that PMM feeds them and turns them into content that our audience wants to read and engage with. So I think it's about providing the right insights to the right teams and making sure you're aligned right from the start.
Okay, awesome. And just moving away from messaging, what would you say the top three skills are that have helped you to get like where you are today in your current role?
Probably first, like a combination of curiosity and stubbornness. Wanting to understand how things work, why decisions are made, has helped me develop empathy, which I think is probably the most important skill for a product marketer, not only for users and customers, but also teams internally, so that I can provide them with the insights they need in the format that they need it. That's been especially helpful in both of my PMM roles. I was building the teams from scratch. So there's always some change management there. There's always a bit of friction when you're implementing something new. So having empathy made it a lot easier for me to introduce new frameworks and new ways of doing things. And then I would say lastly, probably creative problem solving. Looking at messaging and positioning as a puzzle with all pieces that need to fit together has always been something that I'm drawn to and have been skilled at. So that combo, I think, has helped a lot.
Sounds great. And just to wrap things up, it's been a great chat. I've really enjoyed welcoming you to the show. But if there are any new or aspiring product marketers listening to this episode, what would your advice be to them to get the most out of their product marketing journey?
Explore as many parts of your business as you can. Startups are such a great place to start your PMM career because there typically aren't a ton of boundaries when it comes to roles and responsibilities. So combining understanding each role within the company and what success looks like to them, combine that with spending as much time with customers as possible. And then I think you've got a really solid foundation to build on.
It's great. Ashley, thank you so much for your time. It's been great hearing from you, and all the very best for 2022.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem at all. Thank you.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer, and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.